Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, a top UN official has warned there would be catastrophic consequences if Israel expands its military operation in Gaza, following reports that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is pushing for total reoccupation of the Strip. Asked directly about these plans at a press conference yesterday, US President Donald Trump had this to say.
Would you support Israel reoccupying all of Gaza as has been suggested by some Israeli officials?
Well, I don't know what the suggestion is. I know that we are there now trying to get people fed. As you know, $60 million was given by the United States fairly recently to supply food and a lot of food, frankly, for the people of Gaza that are obviously not doing too well with the food. And I know Israel's going to help us with that in terms of distribution and also money. We also have the Arab states are going to help us with that in terms of the money and possibly distribution. So that's what I'm focused on. As far as the rest of it, I really can't say. That's going to be pretty much up to Israel. Yeah, please.
All right. For more on that, we're joined by freelance journalist based in Jerusalem, Orly Halperin. Good morning to you, Orly.
Good morning, Colm.
First of all, those plans that we've been hearing about, the security cabinet due, I think, to meet tomorrow, is it? What can you tell us about that?
That's correct. Tomorrow there's going to be another narrow meeting, cabinet meeting of like the war cabinet with Netanyahu, the defense minister, the IDF chief of staff, and maybe Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's very close loyalist Ron Dermer, and they will be discussing again after having a meeting for over three hours yesterday whether to make this move or not. We know that the Israeli brass is against it because they know that they believe that the hostages are located in the places that they haven't yet put boots on the ground. That's the center of Gaza and Gaza City in the north. So that's why they've actually avoided entering those places, for the most part, because they don't want to harm the hostages. And now, ironically, supposedly because of the pictures of these two starving, emaciated hostages that were released a few days ago, Netanyahu has decided to go in with forces. But it's not 100% yet.
We do know from previous experience that the most successful way of securing hostage releases has been ceasefires with staggered hostage releases back as far as November 23, I think, was the bigger one. Attempts to rescue hostages by force have had fatal consequences.
Yes, they have. Even getting close to them, there was a case where Israeli forces got close to a place where they were being held, and the people that were guarding them executed them. This is what we understand. We don't know this for a fact. But they were killed. They were found dead. And so, yes, it is fatal. And when they have gone in and actually successfully taken hostages that were being held, they also killed many innocent Palestinians doing so. So, of course, from the very start, Hamas has always said, we are willing to exchange all of the hostages in exchange for our people in Israeli prisons and the end of the war. But Israel won't agree.
All right. Is there any talk of any kind of compromise, or we've heard from the US side they want a one big deal, all or nothing? That seems to be coming from the Israeli side, and Hamas seems to be drawing a red line at the complete end to the war, or there's nothing else to talk about either. So it's two very intransigent positions on either side in the negotiations.
Well, it all is around one sentence, the end of the war or not the end of the war. Netanyahu does not want to end the war. He wants to be able to continue. And Hamas has said, if you want your hostages, this has to end. It's likely that if Hamas were to agree to releasing some hostages and releasing hostages, and then Israel says doesn't agree to end the war, then Israel would overtake Gaza. It would all be over. So it's understandable from Hamas side that it wouldn't agree to giving up its only card, those hostages, because after that, Israel can do whatever it wants.
All right. And I mean, could what's been talked about by Benjamin Netanyahu in advance of this meeting with, as you put it, the war cabinet tomorrow, is it a negotiating tactic to adopt an extreme position from which there is room to negotiate, or is this the bottom line writ large?
Colin, that's a really good question. I've been asking myself that. They have done that in the past. They've said, we're going to go do this. And then it seems that it is a negotiating tactic. I'm not sure. But, you know, it was interesting just the other day, a father of one of those two emaciated hostages, he spoke on Israeli television and he said, you know, Hamas has been very clear from the beginning. They've stuck to their position. We'll release the hostages, you end the war and release prisoners. And when he was asked by the Israeli presenter, well, you know, what about these claims that Hamas, you know, it doesn't want a deal? And he said, they've been very clear. They want a deal. They wanted to release them all. That has been from the first day. And he, you know, our government doesn't want to do that.
The families of the hostages have voiced their opposition. Many of them have voiced their opposition to the plan. As you say, the IDF top brass are certainly nervous about the prospect of a full occupation that would allow them to rotate fewer troops out of the war zone and put further pressure on them. And then we have this letter, hundreds of ex-security figures writing to Donald Trump saying they're against it as well. So who thinks it's a good idea?
Well, that would be Netanyahu himself and the fringe right-wing side of his government. That would be the ministers Ben-Gvir and Smotrich, who want to resettle the Gaza Strip with Jews.
They want to rebuild Gush Etzion, which was evacuated in 2005 under Ariel Sharon.
That is right. And so they have no interest in ending the war, and they've threatened him that they will leave the coalition if he does make a deal, in which case the government would fall. And he really doesn't have enough support to make another coalition if elections were held again.
So on the humanitarian side of things, food distribution, obviously with forced starvation in Gaza, the focus of most people in the world has been on the plight of the Palestinians there. Donald Trump did say in that clip we just heard that he's focused on food distribution, although how that would be done or whether it would be done differently to how it's been done now is open to another question. Has there been any improvement on the ground in getting aid into Gaza? And if so, what kind of improvement?
No, there's been no improvement. It's only getting worse. Just late last night, another truck was allowed in. Israel just yesterday made a decision to allow commercial trucks to go in. So these are not aid trucks. These are trucks that Israeli businessmen selling goods to people in Gaza, merchants in Gaza, so that are importing the goods. That's what's going in. And it was one of these trucks. It was filled with sugar, reportedly. And it swerved to avoid the crowds of people, and it ran over people. It killed 20 people. So, no, the situation is not better. People are desperate, and people are daily getting killed at those American-Israeli GHF sites, the aid distribution sites. So it hasn't gotten better. And another five people died, the health ministry said, from starvation. I have no words to describe it. It's really, really awful.
So what is the best hope then for domestic pressure within Israel to bring about an end of war? If not for the humanitarian reasons, then concerns over the impact of the army on the army of having to try and implement an occupation, or even worry about the diplomatic pressure abroad. Are there any moves towards that? Is there any of the protests on the street? Is the humanitarian concern being seen as featuring more prominently than it has done heretofore?
You know, it's interesting because the Israeli press has been completely behind the government in many ways, not showing any people in Gaza except for soldiers and destroyed buildings, but not the suffering of the people. And right now it has been showing a bit, but it still says that it's Hamas's fault. And it presents it that way, that Israel's not responsible for the starvation, for the limitation of aid, for the killing of people that are trying to get to the aid sites. So Israelis aren't really convinced that the starvation is their fault. They think that it can be changed if Hamas just wanted to change that. In fact, one of those two Israeli hostages that was just shown on a video in the last few days, his brother just spoke at the UN and said that there is no starvation. It's Hamas propaganda. Even with his brother.
So even with USAID saying that the reports of looting by Hamas are not credible, even by when the UN says that, none of that is cutting through. I mean, one might expect the UN to be disbelieved within Israel because of the historic antipathy there. But when USAID dismisses reports of looting of aid, that's still not cutting through?
The Israeli press doesn't even report on it. It just doesn't report on it. And I mean, people that I know who are good people who don't want this war, who are, when I tell them about it, they're like, well, it's not really clear that there's starvation there. They're not convinced because their real source, they're really trusting the Israeli media, which is failing to tell them the story.
All right, freelance journalist Orly Halpern, based in Jerusalem. Thanks for joining us this morning. Coming up, has traffic got better or worse since COVID?
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.